Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and DebEvansConsulting.com.
Hello, AK. It's Deb Evans here, and I'm back in Houston.
Hello. I know you've been quite the world traveler, or at least the space traveler.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was just a week ago. I was in Vegas and sitting in my hotel room listening to you do the show and tweeting, and it was a good show last week. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm very excited to. I actually get to. I'm going to meet them in next week. Actually, they're going to be in DC for a show, so they're doing a tweet up meetup thing on the Thursday before the expo. So I'll get to meet all the Scotty Vest team.
The Scotty Vest team. Cool. Very good. So what else has been going on this week before we let our guests out of the green room? What have you been up to besides learning how to do WordPress?
I did. I took a 3-day, all-day WordPress course. So I built my own website in WordPress like 2 or 3 years ago now, but I did a lot of Googling to try to figure out what in the world I was doing. And And as you witnessed when I helped you with your blog, a lot of my trial and error. So I was able to take this course, and now I feel very, very, very good about WordPress and all of that. It has to offer. I learned some really cool things, so I'm excited to take my service offering to the next level as well.
Oh, very good. Well, Shelley Roth and I spent the day together, Springboard Works, and she saw that too, that you were doing WordPress, and she said, what can AK possibly not know and need to learn? It's like, I know, she's just like full of all this information, and now you have more. It's really exciting.
Yeah. There's always something that you don't know, that's for sure.
I will agree. So we're going to talk about how to succeed with social media faster and more efficiently. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guests tonight, since you found them.
Yes, I did. Well, they kind of found me. I found an app or a site that this company created last week for Geek It Out. So if you guys listened to Geek It Out last week, or if you didn't, it's called Seesaw, and it's SES.AW. It's really, really cool. I really loved it. So, of course, I was tweeting about it afterwards, and I got hooked up to our guest, Robert Moore, on Twitter, and invited him to be on the show, and now he is here. So we're very excited to have Robert with us. All right, welcome, Robert.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm especially pleased that we got connected through the power of Twitter serendipity, which I'm a huge fan of, and I'm sure you guys are too. But we do have to give a shout out to my friend Abby Ziff, DC at DC App Fab, who's actually the person that connected us. So would not be here without the invaluable assistance of Abby. So thrilled to be here tonight.
That's true. She was quite the tweeter connector, if you will. Well,
yeah, she's our biggest Seesaw fan and advocate and queen of Seesaw curation. She really does amazing work with the platform. So we're lucky to have her as one of our supreme brand ambassadors.
Ooh, she's a supreme. She is. I've seen her very active too, but we've often talked about brand ambassadors and evangelists, and I think you do. She is number one for you guys. So hi, Abby.
Yes.
Well, Robert, tell us about your company, Internet Media Labs, and everything you do and the other products that you have besides Seesaw.
Sure. So Internet Media Labs is a technology and new media company based in New York. We're in the heart of Chelsea in what's called Silicon Alley. We've been around for a little over 2 years. The first year was building a lot of, kind of building on ideas and concepts that we had and how we could apply the great technology that is kind of being percolated in the lab from our two technical co-founders who are rock stars in what they do, and how we could apply that to, create solutions for problems that we saw specifically in social media. So over the last year, we've been taking that IP and some of these ideas, and we've been kind of now putting them into very specific platforms, and those platforms are OneCube, which is our social relationship management platform, Seesaw, which is our real-time visual kind of visual discovery platform. Some people have called it the Pinterest of Twitter. It allows you to see tweets and Instagram photos in a very visual way, in a very highly streaming way that allows for great discovery and curation of tweets and topics that are of interest to you. And we also have, as part of our business practice, we have a social consulting business called Social Labs, which really focus on we do media buying, social strategy consulting, and business development for other startups.
Very good. So what made you decide to focus on social media?
Well, after the we formed the company and we started really developing all this IP and kind of throwing a lot of stuff at the whiteboard, so to speak, it became clear, and all of us have backgrounds in internet, all the original founders, backgrounds in internet, in database building and lead generation and the use of automation to help you solve, critical business problems as it relates to doing business on the internet. It was really clear that the opportunity for us was in social media, because social media presents such great opportunities for businesses to engage not only with other businesses but with consumers, but also then present a lot of problems in helping, how do you manage this new medium of interaction? How do you extract valuable data from it to help you make good business decisions? And how can you use automation to help you perform previously mundane and time-consuming tasks with a high degree of efficiency that allows you to do more in less time, and when that time that you're spending, you're being more effective. And so social seemed to present all those opportunities for us. So we really started putting our focus in the last 18 months at what problems we could solve for businesses and also individuals. And kind of Seesaw was kind of born out of that, which we really we kind of developed Seesaw for individuals to help navigate live Twitter chats more effectively in a more visually compelling way. And out of that kind of like simple problem, we came up with a very beautiful and easy solution that is actually the reason that we're talking on the radio tonight, which I'm pretty excited about.
Very good.
So, with Seesaw and with what we're doing with OneCube, we're highly focused on Twitter to start, because we see, Twitter is an amazing platform that I equate to a 24/7 cocktail party, educational seminar, and networking convention all rolled into one. So it's just has so much opportunity, and it's been so amazing for us as a business, but also because of its 24/7 on nature and you know, the way it can be very noisy and chaotic and overwhelming, that, you know, there's a reason that there's all these platforms out there that help you navigate Twitter because of those very reasons. So we really thought that there was huge opportunities in helping businesses navigate Twitter and make sense of it. So that's kind of where our jumping off point was.
You know, and I have to mention the convention that I was at last week, the franchising convention. I heard so many people saying that they're starting to leave Twitter because it's too much noise and they're not getting the engagement that they thought they would get using Twitter. Now, AK and I are just, we're just Twitterholics. We love it. We're on there as much as we can be. How do you respond to folks that are saying, been there, done that, there's too much noise, I can't do it anymore?
Well, I think, you know, you really have to examine why they thought they should be on Twitter in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a starting point, whether I'm talking to somebody that's, in, you know, been on Twitter for a year but is frustrated, or somebody that's just thinking about getting on Twitter, and we meet, and or people that have huge followings on Twitter and now trying to make sense of those huge followings, is like, what's the reason that you're there? If you don't have a really defined purpose and you can't articulate that purpose for your particular social mission, whether you're a blogger, you're an entrepreneur, you're a community manager in a large business, if you can't articulate what you're trying to accomplish, then you're in big trouble from the beginning. So, you know, we try to coach businesses and people that are trying to make sense of Twitter, is that really, if you approach it from that it's a networking and relationship building medium, and if your business benefits from building an engaged network and building digital relationships that can escalate to real life relationships, like, and this counts as real life, you know, mm-hmm. we met each other digitally a week ago and now we're on your radio show, then I can show you, and there are a lot of people out there who can show you how to make sense of Twitter. But if you're, you know, if you go in there without a plan and you think that you're just going to start broadcasting and people are going to flock to you and you're going to build up these huge followings that kind of hang on your every, you know, your every word and every tweet, you're really sadly mistaken. That only happens for a select few of kind of social media superstars and celebrities and big brands and things of that nature. But for the rest of us, it's like really defining your mission, what you're trying to accomplish, and it really starts with this whole idea of relationship building, that you should be on Twitter to engage with people, not broadcast at them, that Twitter is a two-way street for communication, not only sharing things that you have to say, but also listening to what other people have to say. A lot of times those other people are your customers, you know, and how you can use that two-way communication to build, you know, great new relationships with people that you didn't know before, strengthen relationships with existing customers, and network and grow digital relationships into real-world relationships. And we say that that's when the magic really starts to happen, when you can escalate these digital relationships and you can move them into the real world or IRL and really start to – that's when you start seeing exponential outsized results from your Twitter engagement. Excuse me.
To consider your ROI of using Twitter, right? So, and I see you call that your R on R, or return on relationship.
Yeah. So, you know, people are, is there ROI on businesses using Twitter? And the answer is unequivocally yes. I mean, there's massive ROI. Our business is living proof. We're building our whole social media practice and the whole, you know, demand for our products and services through our Twitter relationships. Now, of course, it helps that we're a technology company that's focused on helping businesses navigate Twitter, but we've provided ROI to businesses, mean that I've met people that have become vendors and consultants for us, and I've paid them for those services. And also, we've gotten tremendous business from our Twitter following, and not necessarily from people that were buyers or prospects for our product. You know, we've built amazing relationships, and now we're getting, you know, amazing business referrals that are kind of walking in our door based on the network of real relationships that we've created. So Twitter has tremendous ROI, but you have to know how to quantify it, and you have to know what it looks like when it happens to you, you know? And it's not always that you're going to meet somebody and turn them into a sale. You can meet them, create a relationship with them, and 6 months down the road, they refer you a piece of business, which could be quite substantial, you know, thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars. And that's this whole concept of return on relationship, or R, hashtag R on R, which is a concept that has been coined and popularized by a good friend of ours and a good friend of mine, Ted Rubin, at Ted Rubin on Twitter, who has said, you know, that the value in social is from the relationships that you create, and from those relationships, good things happen, which turn into good things for your business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Today, I mentioned I was working with Shelley Roth, who, AK, I think didn't you meet Shelley on Twitter first?
I don't even remember, but I guess I met her online in some form first before I met her IRL.
Right. You met her in cyberspace, and then we invited her, AK invited her to be on Social Geek Radio, and when she appeared on the show, I learned that we were neighbors. She's actually right here in Houston. So then we were able to meet in person, and now, you know, a year later, Shelley and I are going to do some business together. So, you know, I couldn't agree more with the relationships that you build online that turn into be real relationships in person, and you never know what's going to come of it. I love it.
Right, and so, but the interesting thing, and I think you've pointed out the conundrum for businesses, especially in the beginning, is a lot of businesses and a lot of people don't have the patience to know that something good is going to happen. You met Shelley a year ago.
Yeah.
And now you're starting to do business. So
right.
did that make that initial meeting worth any, you know, there was no ROI in that or return on relationship in that initial encounter, but you were able to connect, you were able to build a relationship, and now business is going to happen. So, yeah, that initial chance meeting now has substantial return on relationship accrued to it. So an important thing for people to realize, especially, you know, businesses on Twitter, is that don't look at everybody that you are engaging in social with dollar signs, because it's not about that. It's about in looking at them as people and interesting people that you should be networking with because you have shared values or commonality. And if you're authentic in that engagement with them, they're going to, if they're not a potential customer, they'll refer business to you down the road, or they'll create, or opportunities will present themselves. And we always coach our clients, and especially when you're in the relationship building phase, that you need to be patient, but you need to engage. You need to give to your community. You need to be open to discovering new relationships and meeting people. And then if you're operating with integrity and authenticity, good things will come. I can almost guarantee it.
I totally agree. I think that's how we've kind of, Deb and I have sort of both built our businesses with the connections we've made. Of course, having this radio show doesn't hurt because we make a lot of connections.
We sure do meet a lot of people.
You guys are lucky.
Yeah, well, that's your Deb and I saw her and Brooke Howell blogging away about what they were doing at ISA with sort of the benefits of doing a podcast for businesses. So just a little sidebar plug, but it led into what I was talking about. But anyway, so Robert, tell us a little bit about your what OneCube is.
Yeah, would love to. So OneCube is we're calling it, it's a relationship management engine, because the core of OneCube is empowering you to have a greater ability to manage, to discover great new relationships, and to then manage and scale relationships for the benefit of your social mission. And, you know, everybody's social mission is different. Whether you're a mommy blogger, whether you're, you know, the corner restaurant, whether you're a community manager in a Fortune 500 company, everybody has different goals and aims. But the principles, which will allow you to succeed in using Twitter effectively, are kind of, you know, they're fungible between anybody using Twitter. So our approach starts with one of the biggest problems in Twitter, especially when you start scaling your followers, and I think you guys will agree with me, you know, once you get to a certain point, you lose track of who is following you. I remember when I started out on Twitter 2 years ago, you know, pretty much up until like 300 followers, maybe 400, I kind of knew everybody by sight. I knew how I had encountered them, why I followed them, you know, because you do a lot of following in the beginning to get people to follow you back. And I kind of almost knew everybody, like I could say something about them, you know. That was my little small town Twitter village. Well, when I went from, you know, 300 to 600 and then 600 to 1,000 followers, because you started getting more momentum, more walk-on followers, you start losing track of some of the people that you were originally engaged with, and the new ones you really don't, a lot of times you don't really know who they are, and you wouldn't even know how to begin to find them with the current tools that are out there, you know, Twitter included. So we approached, you know, we said the fundamental problem in Twitter is that it's not searchable. It's really not discoverable. And if it's not discoverable, then, you know, all these thousands of followers that you can mass have really limited value when it comes to building relationships. So our approach was to take your followers and put them into, you know, your social following database. And once something is in a database, it becomes discoverable and searchable. And once something is searchable, then you can actually employ search, whether you have 1,000 followers or 100,000 followers, to find really specific people to start engaging with. And you know, it's an interesting kind of phenomenon with Twitter. People are like, well, I have 4,000 followers, or I have 5,000 followers, or if you're Ted Rubin, you have 120,000 followers. But, you know, how many of those followers are you actively engaging with? You know, very small percentage. But how many potential great new relationships are sitting within your following waiting for discovery? So we thought if we could empower, the obvious starting point for us was your following. Let's make everything about your followers discoverable through a really cool search interface. So using that as our starting point, we started building functionality on top of that. So we have a really robust search capability. We have a really robust kind of social graph mining capability. So the idea behind that is if I discovered you two guys in my following, and so now I want to activate a relationship with you. So now we have a process called the drill where I can see what you've recently tweeted about and look for opportunities to engage. So it can, you know, very easy and fluid to activate relationships and conversations with people that are following you. But then if I like you two guys, I bet I would probably like a lot of people that you're talking to, right? So you know, the friend of a friend is potentially my friend too. And this is a big, important piece of what we talk about and with what we talk about with OneCube is, especially when you're in building mode, even when you have 100 followers and you're looking to build rapidly, build off the relationships that you have. If you have a few great connections on Twitter, even if you have 50 followers or 100 followers, you can build a really highly engaged and targeted following based off the people that they're conversational with. Not necessarily the people that are following them, but you like Ted Rubin? Start following the people that Ted talks to, you know?
Well, it's so funny. You mentioned him again. He must be listening tonight because he's tweeting us like crazy. And I just sent him a note and said, he should call in. But I do like Ted Rubin, and I'm pretty excited that now I know Ted Rubin through you, sort of,
yeah.
Kind of.
So, you know, here's a, you know, so if he, I always, and I throw this out there for people that are just like, follow Ted. Ted follows everybody back. Once he follows you back and you're using OneCube, start connecting with the people that Ted talks to. And just through that one social touch point, you can start engaging with some of the smartest, most conversational minds on Twitter, and you can start building from there. So, you know, we have OneCube facilitates discovery of your followers through this really robust and easy-to-use search interface. It facilitates you being able to then tap into who they're being conversational with, also in a very easy and fluid way. So you can build your following off of great relationships that you already have. It allows you to create really targeted lists quickly and export those lists to Twitter. So we all know that list building on Twitter is really important, but it's also a tremendous time-consuming pain in the butt. So OneCube makes it really easy to create lots of really great targeted lists and export them to Twitter. And we know when you create a list in Twitter, when somebody's placed on that list, they get a notification. So it's a nice little social gift that you can give to people, and a lot of times you'll get placed on their list or you'll get, you know, engaged from them. So it's a really neat way to up your kind of visibility level within the people that are following you. And we're also very keen on, and OneCube facilitates hashtag tracking. We are massive, massive fans of the hashtag at Internet Media Labs. We think it's the atomic element of social. We think that everybody on Twitter should have a hashtag engagement strategy of hashtags that you engage with when you tweet, but also hashtags that you track persistently to stay on top of really great smart communities that are relevant to your market space. So one of the hashtags that I track persistently, picking on Ted again because he's so easy to pick on, is hashtag R on R. And there's a great community that is tweeting into that hashtag every day. And then I go into that hashtag every day and I look for opportunities to engage retweet, at reply, favorite new people that I haven't encountered before. So the two sides of OneCube when you're in building an engagement mode is go into your existing following and activate 3 to 5, you know, new conversational relationships with people that are already following you, and then go into your hashtags and that are relevant to your market space or your interests or what's important to your business, and look for people to engage within those hashtags. And what OneCube does is it does all that processing for you. So we're accruing all those hashtags into a database that has a great analytics on the face of it. So you can see how many tweets were done in the last 24 hours, what the hot keywords are, who's the most retweeted, who's the most popular, if these people are already following you or not. And then you can go into the transcript and you can search for specific topics and keywords within, you know, potentially thousands of tweets. So, you know, the one thing that OneCube is all about is always operating with super high efficiency. So if you got 15 minutes a day to start to devote to engagement, that we make that 15 minutes really count, that you can go in and engage 5 new relationships and follow 25 people, new people that are connected to people that you're already engaged with, and that takes 5 minutes. Go into your hashtags and look for opportunities to engage in a portfolio of 5 hashtags that you're tracking. That takes another 5 minutes. So in 10 minutes, you've engaged 10 new people, you followed 25 people, and you've accomplished a lot. And then the rest of your Twitter experience can be left for serendipity and conversation. But, you know, OneCube, super focused on that time that you're in building mode and relationship building mode, that you're always building with efficiency, relevance, and quality. So whether you're a guy like Ted who has a huge following and he's looking to discover, you know, people that were previously unknown to him, or you're the person with 50 followers and you want to get to 1,000 followers really quickly, OneCube works for either one of those scenarios. And, of course, you know, anybody in between. So that's kind of like, we really talk about technology and methodology, is that technology is just there to enhance and make, you know, kind of the daily things that you have to do more efficient. It's the methodology. It's the dedicating a certain block of time every day to certain, like, block and tackling strategies that really pay off, you know, done consistently over time.
Right. And I don't know about AK, but, you know, I've used hashtags, but I think you've brought up something that I haven't really thought about in a whole hashtag strategy. I mean, I use it every Wednesday when it's Social Geek Radio. I'll use it every time I go to a conference, you know, and I find that, you know, we're using that hashtag for the conference. But you bring a good point about using hashtags and having that strategy to build your following and use it more consistently on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, I can't emphatically state enough how important that monitoring hashtags and engaging in hashtags, and also tagging, especially tweets where you're sharing, you know, content, is that tagging content tweets with hashtags really open you up to people that are actively searching for content around that hashtag. And of course, you know, like you said, conference hashtags are an amazing way to connect with people, even if you're not at the conference. Like,
right.
We were mesmerized this year by hashtag Dreamforce, right, which is the massive Salesforce convention, because everybody there is, you know, has an interest in, you know, lead generation, CRM, and enterprise-level software.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not able to attend a conference, you can track a hashtag. And those are, you know, those are real people engaging in, you know, conferences around real and serious issues. They're a great way to, you know, have access to, you know, potentially thousands of new relationships. And of course, you know, I'm a massive live Twitter chat fan, so I'm a bit of a chat addict. So I'm engaged in anywhere from 3 to 10 Twitter chats a week. A little ridiculous, but it's been an amazing way for me to connect with really amazing people, and I think it's been very much responsible for me around this time. Last year I had about 1,300 followers, now I have about 4,000 followers, and I think I attribute a lot of that growth to actively participating in at least a couple of live Twitter chats a week.
Mm-hmm.
So as one of our strategies for anybody on Twitter is I highly recommend engaging in live Twitter chats as a way to start networking, building relationships with real dynamic and smart people. And there's just topically, there's so many amazing Twitter chats going on right now, whether it's hashtag T-Chat for human resources and world of work issues. It's Pam Moore's Get Real Chat, who she talks about social media, strategies and media chat run by Aaron Kilby, who talks about amazing things in media and tools to help people manage social media, LinkedIn chat on Monday nights. I mean, there seems to be a chat for everybody and every interest and every kind of business opportunity. So we're huge, huge fan of the Twitter chat, and actually Seesaw was created out of our frustration with the platforms that are out there to kind of help you navigate Twitter chats, which are really kind of limited in their functionality and scope. So from Twitter chats, engaging in Twitter chats, we invented our cool new platform, Seesaw.
So I'll ask you, NAK, what's the best way for somebody, you're talking about Twitter chats, and you just mentioned several of them, but someone that's new to Twitter and says, okay, I want to participate in Twitter chats. What's the best way to find a chat per the industry that they're in? So like for education or technology or
that, it's a great question, and it doesn't have a great answer, unfortunately, because there's no one resource. There used to be actually a Google Doc that was floating around. I think I still have it in my Google Docs that had a list of like 650 Twitter chats that were in there. That's kind of like fallen by the wayside and it's not really maintained well. For sure, when we're able to give it some attention, we would like to start documenting all the Twitter chats that are out there and put it in an online interface that makes it searchable. So if I'm interested in education, I can find the education chats. If I'm interested in healthcare chats, of which there's a lot, you'd be surprised how many like medical and healthcare chats are out there now. I can find those ones. Which one are the social media chats? Which one are the lifestyle chats? So unfortunately, there's not a great resource. To me, it's a screening opportunity for someone to create that index.
I hear AK's wheels turning whenever somebody says there's an opportunity.
AK, go for it. Go for it, please. So it's more kind of like accidental discovery and kind of watching your stream. Like the first time, I didn't even know what Twitter chat was until a year ago. And I always just see, in my stream, you'd see people tweeting with a high degree of frequency and all these A1s, Q1s, and A1s floating around and, with the same hashtag. And I had no idea what was going on until the first chat that we actually were on was Tools Chat, which is actually held Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern. We discovered Tools Chat. We just absolutely fell in love with it and was actually the first chat that we were a guest on a little over a year ago. So there's a lot of this kind of accidental discovery. I will certainly keep, when we can devote some attention to it, we're going to start documenting all the great chats that are out there. But AK, you are absolutely welcome to beat me to the punch.
We can collaborate.
I would think there's a massive, massive marketplace for it. I can promise you that.
Figure out a way how to crowdsource this somehow. I guess that's what Google Doc was trying to do.
Well, the Google Doc was okay, but it was like, it needs to be in a live web interface, with a calendar that makes it sortable and searchable, because otherwise, you're looking at a 650-line Google Doc. It wasn't the most efficient way. And a lot of the data in there was old and whatnot. But there's hundreds and hundreds of Twitter chats. It seems like more coming online every day. And they're really the most amazing way to, I've learned so much in Twitter chats. I've made amazing network connections from Twitter chats. And I've made amazing business relationships from Twitter chats. So it's really, we can't be more bullish about them.
Very good. Yeah, I try to, I have Twitter chats like scheduled in my calendar to remind me, like, you need to get on Twitter right now and participate in this chat.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think they're fun too. So tell us a little bit about social enterprise and what your definition of a social enterprise is.
Sure, would love to. So we're really, our definition of the social enterprise, and you hear this, there's a lot of articles and blog posts about it. Social enterprise to us is an organization, business, or network of people that are acting with kind of a common purpose through their social interaction. So, you know, probably the poster child of a social enterprise is Zappos. You know, social, being social is ingrained in their culture. It's the fabric of their business. Their employees are all socially engaged. Their employees are all socially empowered to kind of spread, you know, the word on Zappos and to engage their customers through their individual social profiles. We think there's an amazing amount, there's amazing power in this, and there's amazing opportunity for businesses to become social enterprises. And like Internet Media Lab is a social enterprise. Like Twitter is not an option if you come to work for Internet Media Lab. Everybody's on Twitter, and we're all there engaging and networking and building powerful relationships that, you know, have personal benefit for our personal brands, but they also benefit our enterprise as a whole. So one of the things that OneCube will do when it comes out in its final go-to-market form will help companies become social enterprise by being able to connect your socially engaged employees that are would like to become advocates and brand ambassadors and networkers on behalf of the company, allow them to do that with a common purpose, with analytics to see, you know, who has, you know, what type of content resonates with, you know, certain groups of employees, and it allows the, you know, the senior levels of business to kind of see how they can diffuse company message and company content through the lenses of their employees. Now, it's not a trivial task to do this, and it actually takes, it has to be come from the top down, like it has to be embraced. And it has to become part of culture. But if for the companies that are embracing it and are willing to allow their employees to act when appropriate as ambassadors and distributors of, you know, company message, I think there's going to be, you know, amazing opportunities. And OneCube, we hope, will be one of the platforms that will help companies become, you know, highly efficient and highly successful social enterprises.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to have to check out more about OneCube because it sounds right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys, on the next round of when we come out with the next iteration, you're both getting behind the velvet rope very quickly.
Yay! See? Okay. Let's see. I was looking to see if we have any questions here in the chat or on Twitter. We've got some conversations going, but I don't see anything. AK, we've covered everything we wanted to pick this poor guy's brain late tonight.
I feel like I just want to, like, sit down with him and have a cocktail and talk about Twitter for hours.
Yeah, we'll have to meet him in New York, our next New York trip. You're in New York, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things. We, the Internet Media Labs, we work out of a co-working space that we actually manage and operate, which we call #TheLabNYC. And we do have an open door policy for out-of-town guests that when they need a place to sit down, do some business, and have some free Wi-Fi, we want this to be the place where that happens. So when you guys come to New York, mi casa is su casa, as they say.
Look at that, AK. See, we wouldn't stand under a sign that might say something like Living Social and point at it and say, hey, they wouldn't let me in the door. Yes, that wouldn't happen at hashtag. And how could we not go visit some place that's called hashtag lab? Oh.
Yeah. Hashtag the lab NYC. Well, so obviously when you guys come to town, we're definitely getting together. So you just let me know.
We will have to plan that next trip. We were just there in September, but we have to work on that. So we need to move to the Geek It Out. But before we do that, you've thrown a couple of sites out to the folks. Why don't you let everybody know the easiest way to follow you or to find some of these sites that you've mentioned?
Yes. So I am at Media Lab Rat on Twitter. I'm encouraging all your listeners to follow me so I can follow you back and we can start building beautiful relationships together. One Cube, which is currently in closed beta, which we're going to be opening up in the next couple of weeks to the next round of beta testers. You can find that at One Cube, and that's Cube spelled Q-U-B-E, so it's O-N-E-Q-U-B-E.com. And if you go to the homepage and you click sign up, you'll get our, you can sign up for the next round of beta invites, which will be coming soon. You can use Seesaw anytime. That's kind of in an open beta, and that's Seesaw, SEES.AW. When you get to the homepage, all you have to do is drop a hashtag or a keyword in the big search box, and you'll immediately get returned a beautiful streaming result, if it's an active term, of tweets. And you can then authenticate your experience so you can tweet and engage right from the platform. And it definitely is a really cool way to look at live Twitter chats. It's a very cool way to look at hashtags that are related to, like, breaking news. And it's also my favorite way to use Seesaw is in conjunction with live television. So if you're a fan of like The Voice, plop in hashtag The Voice and you have an amazing second screen experience while you're watching the show, and you can tweet into the stream and have you know, a much better experience than any other platform provides, in my humble opinion.
Oh, cool.
And then there's our corporate site, which is Internet Media Labs, where you can see what's going on surrounding the lab. We have live events here happening all the time. We have Friday night lab chats that usually have great media guests and venture capital speakers. We, you know, every once in a while we have mini conferences. So last Saturday we had the Community Managers Unconference. That was hosted by Tim McDonald from Huffington Post, which was a really great event.
Wow.
So there's always something going around the lab. And we're available and open to host events and educational series if anybody has a need to have really cool space for their communities or events.
Very good. That is exciting. I have to make a trip to New York here soon. AK, you're with us. We're going to have to release this gentleman. We don't want to, but I think we're going to. You can hang with us if you like, or AK is going to move into Geek It Out. You certainly can hold on and see what geeky things she's going to share, or we'll talk to you again really soon.
Well,
thank
I'm going to hang on. I'm going to mute myself so I don't interfere with your call, but I'm definitely interested in the Geek It Out portion. I thank you both for letting me on your show. It's a pleasure to meet your audience. I'm so glad that DC AbFab, Abby Ziff, put us together, and I hope to see you guys in New York soon.
Very good. Thank you, and thanks, everybody. So hold on a second. Let's move it right to Geek It Out. Let me get the music.
Social media, social media, social media.
Okay, the tribe's all here. Dana Lopez is logged on. He's ready for Geek It Out, and I am too.
All right. The first one is called The Tweeted Times. So it's tweetedtimes.com, spelled as you would assume, but it's spelled tweetedtimes.com.
Yep.
I put this in the chat box. And it's super simple. You link it up with your Twitter, and you get this fun little real-time personalized newspaper generated from your Twitter account. So it's neat. But the one thing that confuses me, and I'm going to have to look these guys up and try to track them down. It was hard to find out any information on the site. They have a score that it assigns to each of the tweets, and I can't really figure out where the score comes from because I had a couple of tweets that had three people retweeted, but they had different scores. So I don't know if it has to do with the number of followers that the people who retweeted it had. So I definitely want to find out more about that. But you can look at it in different views. You can share your newspaper. You can follow other people's newspapers. You can automatically set it up to tweet out other people's newspapers. So it's a different way of looking at popular tweets coming through your Twitter account. And it looks like it's both tweets that you share as well as tweets that your followers share.
Cool. I'll have to check it out. And available on the iPad. I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right. Okay. The next one. All right. There's two, because there's one for PC and Google Chrome users, and then there's one for Mac users, which I'm trying to be generous here. So the first one is called Chime, and this one is for those who use Google Chrome. It's chimeapp.com, so chimeapp.com, and I, like I am with many of these things, but it's another one of the ones where I am totally obsessed with this. So what it does is this Chime app allows you to hook up you install the plugin into your Google Chrome, and you can hook up your Gmail, your Twitter, your Facebook, Foursquare, LinkedIn, and I think it has like Reddit and Flickr and a couple of other ones. And it just pops up a little notification window in the bottom right-hand corner if you have an update to any of those. So if you have a new Twitter mention, or somebody commented on something you wrote on Facebook, or somebody commented on your check-in on Foursquare, or you have a new email. So if you're working on something and you don't want to have all of your tabs open, or you don't have your email visible, or you don't have your phone nearby, it pops up in the lower right-hand corner. And then the upper, where you have your toolbar, you can click on it, and it'll tell you how many you have. And you can just go ahead and mark them as read. Or catch up on them later. But
so you had something similar to this before. I can't remember which app it was. So you got rid of that one and you're using Chime now?
Yeah, the one I used before, I think you were probably thinking about was called Uno, Y-O-O.
Yeah.
And that I had to kind of keep docked on the left-hand side of my screen in order to see it at all times. And that was kind of a running feed of, like, the people I was following and, like, everything. This only pops up when there's something new, so I don't always have to have it in my face. So I just like the notification feature of it.
Mm-hmm.
That one is for Chrome, and if you're not using Chrome, well, then you should be. So just go ahead and download Chrome, and then you can use this one. But the one for Mac users is called Growl, G-R-O-W-L. Check the website. It's growl.info. So let's put that in here. Growl.info. And, of course, I haven't used this one because, you know, I don't use a Mac because that would be silly. But so I don't know much about it. I just know that it's the Mac counterpart to this one. So somebody will have to let me know how it is.
Yeah, I don't have a Mac either, so... All right. So I see a tweet that you did something earlier about holy guacamole. You just found something. Are you going to share that?
Oh, and I don't even have that on my list. Yes.
Oh, well, holy guacamole. Don't forget it.
I know. It's called sliderocket.com.
Oh, I saw you using that today, and I wanted to go check it out.
Oh, my gosh. If you like, I know you like Prezi and other people.
Yes.
Like Prezi. I hate Prezi. And I'm sorry to the Prezi people because I know you're listening, but it makes me dizzy. It's like all the thing of the slides, totally, I'm like, oh, please just stop. But this is, it's similar to PowerPoint, but it has a ton of templates. It has so much more functionality and customization than a regular PowerPoint presentation. It's totally web-based. You can share it. You get an account similar to like what you get on SlideShare. It's just really, really cool. I created one today about social media. So if you follow me on Twitter, at AKStab18, and scroll through probably the 40 tweets I've had since then, you can find my slide rocket. But it is super, super neat. As soon as I tried it, I totally fell in love with it and all of the possibilities it has. So
I will have to check it out. Yes, I saw. I think you posted something on Facebook, but not on the Social Geek Radio Facebook page. So I'll have to go find what you posted. Yes. I'm just looking at it and just opening it, just the color as soon as you open it up.
Look
at that peacock. It's beautiful. Now, I would really love it if it's going to show, if you can add video to it.
You can. Oh, you can add all sorts of video. You can add YouTube. You can add your own links. You can add some all sorts of video sources. It's so super simple. You just put in the link, and it's beautiful. And I love it.
I'm going to check that out. Okay. I'm going to have to do a new one for the Digital Leadership Mastery. Okay. Very good.
All right. I'm so glad you reminded me. I would have been so bummed if I.
Yeah.
The next one is called App Machine, and it's just appmachine.com. And this one actually still is in beta, so you have to, or closed beta, so you have to enter your email address and sign up for it. But I read a couple articles about it this week, and it's touting itself as the most simple app builder ever to use with tons. It's free to create your app, but then you have to pay if you want to publish it. But it's supposed to be super, super cool. It has a ton of modules. You can already go ahead and download the app that will tell you about the app if you wanted to do that. But there's a showcase of apps that have been created using it. I think it looks really cool. So, of course, I signed up for the private beta, and hopefully they'll let me in because I'm talking about them right now on Social Geek Radio.
That's right. And you're going to tweet about them. And then sooner or later, they're going to be on the show.
Okay.
That's right.
So, so I'm really looking forward to that. And that sounds pretty cool. Do we have time? All right. One more Chrome thing. And this is actually because you had asked me about this a while ago. A simple screen sharing app. It's a Chrome plugin, and it's called the Dead Simple Screen Sharing. And you actually go to deadsimplescreensharing.com. And so it gives you a little button up in your toolbar with all your other plugins, and you click on it, and it gives you a URL that you give to the person who you want to show their, and they don't have to have Chrome. You just give them the URL so you can email it to them or tweet it to them or whatever real quick. I guess you wouldn't tweet it to them. You could DM it to them real quick, and then they can instantly see your screen. No downloading of anything.
Perfect. Great. Okay. All right. The operator is yelling at us that we've got to go. So thank you, and thanks again for the Media Lab Rat, for Robert, and all the tweets and all the followers. And great show. Thanks, AK. And I'll catch you next week.
All right. Have a good show.
Have a nice evening. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mother, Social media.